responsive psalm reading, Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God, and do not ignore my plea. Hear and answer me.
My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught at the voice of the enemy, at the snares of the wicked, for they bring down suffering upon me, and revile me in their anger.
My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death assail me. I said, oh, that I had wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert.
I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from tempest and storm.
If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him.
But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship, as we walked with the throng at the house of God.
Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the grave, for evil finds lodging among them.
But I call to God, and the Lord saves me.
Evening, morning, and noon I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. Please be seated. The Passion Reading, Matthew 26, verses 17 to 25. Jesus speaks the truth concerning the one who would betray him. Now, the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into a city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples." And the disciples did as Jesus appointed them, and they were made ready to the Passover. Now when evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dips his hand with me into the dish, the same shall betray me. And the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." And then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" And he said unto him, "Thou hast said." And let us pray. Lord, you were forsaken by one of your own disciples, who betrayed you into the hands of sinful men. Never forsake us, O Lord, and send your Spirit that we who have betrayed you by our sins may yet hold fast to you, so that we may not forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn 172, verses 1 and 10. Passion Reading, Matthew 26, 31 to 56. Jesus predicts Peter's denial, prays to the Garden of Gethsemane, and is arrested. Then saith Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. And then Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And then Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crows, you shall deny me thrice. And Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them to a place called Gethsemane, and said unto his disciples, Sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And then he comes to his disciples and found them asleep and said unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were very heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. For behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him away. And behold, one of them which was with Jesus stretched out his hand, drew out his sword, and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then said Jesus to him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scripture be fulfilled, that thus it must be? And in that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are you come out against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat with you daily in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And then all the disciples forsook him, and they fled. Let us pray. Lord, you were forsaken by your disciples who deserted you and fled. When we are tempted to desert you, send your holy gift of faith, that we may hold fast to you and never forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn 159, verses 1, 2, and 3. please rise. The responsive psalm reading, Psalm 4. Answer me when I call you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me and hear my prayer. Know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call to him.
In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your best, search your hearts and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord.
Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, Lord.
You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their new grain and wine abound. And please be seated. The Passion reading, Matthew 26, verses 57 to 66. The chief priests bring false accusations against Christ. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. But Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests and the elders and all the council sought false witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. And yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. And then at last came two false witnesses and said, This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And then the high priest rose and said unto him, Answer thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God. And then Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power, and coming in the clouds of heaven. And then the high priest rent his clothes and said, He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have witnesses? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered and said, He is guilty of death. And let us pray. Lord, your own people declared you guilty of blasphemy and sought your death. When we are tempted to take your name in vain, send us your spirit that we may resist temptation and ever hold fast to you. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn 140, verses 1 and 5. Passion Reading, St. Matthew 26, 69 to 75. In the face of seemingly relentless interrogation, Peter vehemently denies knowing Christ. Now Peter sat without the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you say. And when he was gone out on the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto him, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while he came unto him, they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, your speech betrays you. And then he began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crows, thou shalt deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you were denied even by your own faithful disciple, Peter. When we deny you by our sinful actions, restore us in your forgiving love, and never forsake us who so often forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Hymn 179. Reading, St. Matthew 27, verses 11 to 26. Jesus is subjected to the injustice of the governing authorities. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And Jesus said unto him, Thou sayest. And when he was accused of the chief priests and the elders, he said nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee? And he answered him nothing, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Christ? For he knew that they for envy had delivered him. And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude, and they said unto Barabbas, and they said, Ask for Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And they all said unto him, Let him be crucified. And the governor said, Why? What evil has he done? But they cried out more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that perhaps, or rather, a tumult was about to be made, He took water and washed his hands before the multitude and said, I am innocent of this man's blood, of this just person. You see to it. Then answered all the people, and they said, His blood be upon us and on our children. And then he released Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And let us pray. Lord, even the secular power of this world recognized your innocence, but forsake you to death anyway. May we ever hold fast to you, O Lord, even in the face of pressure from within and without, that we may not desert you. Amen. My sermon text is short, but it hits the nail right on the head. Say Matthew 27, verse 50. And Jesus, when he had cried out again with a loud voice, he gave up the ghost. So far. The wisdom of God never ceases to amaze me, especially when we consider the fact that God is able to use anything or anyone to accomplish his will. But by far, the greatest display of his wisdom is found in the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, who demonstrated his love in giving up his life on that cross for us. The cross was intended for evil, but God, in his wisdom, used it for good, our good. Let's once again on this Good Friday marvel at the wisdom of God by returning to the great mystery of that cross. A mob of people stood by as Jesus was being nailed to that cross, and what a gory sight that must have been. How appalling it must have been for Christ's disciples, who knew that he had done nothing wrong, nothing to deserve death, despite the fact that Jesus had gone through four different trials, Annas, Caiaphas, Herod, and finally Pilate. Nothing was found to accuse him or to condemn him for anything. You see, it was out of hatred and jealousy that the Jews had arrested Jesus. And even as Jesus hung on that cross, his enemies continued to mock and make fun of him. They ridiculed his claim that he was the Son of God, that he could rebuild the temple in 3 days. They shouted at Jesus and challenged him to come down from that cross. The fact is, what happened to Jesus on that day was the result of sinful people carrying out their sinful desires. Everything Christ's enemies did came from sinful motives. There was not even a hint of fairness. Everything that happened to Christ was the result of gross sin. Every evil thought, every evil motive, every accusation, every slanderous remark was the result of sin. Yes, it was because of sin that Jesus was on that cross. It truly is the hour of darkness. Satan and sinful men had boldly defiled God. They were acting contrary to his will, for God's will is never in harmony with sin. But we must remember, first and foremost, that Jesus was on that cross suffering that injustice at the hands of sinful men because we too have defiled God's will. We've sinned. It was never God's will originally for anyone to die, much less his own son. But our sins brought death. Our rebellion against God brought condemnation. Our defiance against God's will brought the sentence of eternal damnation. You see, the cross itself is all about death and pain and curse and shame and damnation, all because of the consequences of sin. The evil deeds that we have done, the sinful thoughts that we have conceived, caused Jesus to be nailed to that cross. It's our fault. Yet there's a great paradox. While God never intended for anyone to die, and while injustice is something that God never approves, Holy Scripture teaches that it was God's will. It was God's will for Jesus to suffer and die, and to bear our sin, and ultimately to suffer the pains of hell itself. It was God's will to deliver sinners from damnation. It was God's will that all people should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It was God's will that forgiveness be secured for every human being. And all this could be accomplished only by allowing Christ to become what God despised the most. Jesus became sin. Jesus became obedient to God's wrath and scorn. Everything that was contrary to God's will in order to save us. No genius on earth could ever have devised such a plan for the redemption of the world. But our God, in his wisdom, not only designed that plan, but he also carried out that plan for us. He sent his innocent son in our place to die, to bear our sins, so that he would be punished in place of us. And God decreed Christ's death and perfect righteousness to us as if it were our own. And yes, after Jesus had suffered the pains of hell on that cross, the Bible tells us that Jesus finally cried out, "It is finished." Jesus had accomplished all that needed to be done and had paid our debt complete. Now, although Jesus was put to death by sinful men, he died willingly. He said once, "Nobody takes my life from me, but I lay it down on myself. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power again to take it again. I've received this from my Father." Jesus had become the Savior of the world. He loved us and proved it by becoming our substitute in life and in death. That is what Good Friday is all about. It is all about the cross. And it is at that cross that we see God's love displayed by the injustice Jesus was willing to suffer on our behalf. As Jesus committed his spirit to God on that afternoon, let us be reminded that Jesus was also commending all of us to God. As Christ's spirit left his body in death, we are reminded that we have been released from the bonds of sin that held us captive. Let us then confess our sins, repent of our sins, and in faith claim Christ's forgiveness that he earned for us, not by his life, but by his death. Jesus Christ was put to death. He accomplished the will of God for us, and may we forever be eternally thankful. Amen.
Amen.
And please rise. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Since our offering had been received at the door, let us sing the first two stanzas of "We Give Thee But Thine Own." Responsive reading is Isaiah 53. "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering.
Surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God,
He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
By oppression and judgment he was taken away. He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken.
He was assigned a grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit found in his mouth.
After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied.
By his knowledge, my righteous Savior will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities.
Therefore, I will give him a portion of the wicked, because he bore not his life unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors.
And please be seated. The Passion Reading of St. Matthew 27, 27 to 44. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into a common hall, and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and there they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him, and they took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put on his own raiment and led him away to be crucified. And as they came out, they found a man, a Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they were come to the place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of the skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, and when he tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And then sitting down, they watched him there. And set up over his head was the accusation written, This is Jesus, King of the Jews. And there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads. And they said, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross. And likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, You know, he saved others, but himself he cannot save. If he be the King of the Jews, let him now come down from that cross, and then we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in their teeth. And let us pray. Lord Jesus, on the cross you were taunted by those who crucified you, by those who stood by and watched, by those who crucified you. The world still taunts you and forsakes you, and by your Spirit let us look upon your cross and find strength and witness boldly in your name. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 352, verses 1 and 2. Please be seated.
Oh,
Passion reading according to St. Matthew 27, 45 to 54. The infant Christ confronts finite death. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood there, when they heard this, said, this man is calling for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, let him be. Let us see whether Elias will come and save him. And when Jesus had cried again with a loud voice, he yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks did rent. And the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after the resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and the other things that were done, they feared greatly and said, truly, this was the Son of God. Through Christ's death, the Father now calls us sons and daughters, co-heirs with Christ. This gives us privilege to refer to God now as our Father. And let us pray to our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we ask you to look with mercy upon your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and to be given over to the hands of sinners and to suffer death on that cross, who now lives and reigns with you, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please rise for the benediction. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen. Amen. And we'll close with singing, Were You There? It's on the back of the order service.